The votes are counted, and the big winners from the New Hampshire presidential primaries are Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Bernie Sanders. Here's Trump with his supporters in New Hampshire last night.
But I have so many friends up here, and they are special, special people. So, New Hampshire, I want to thank you. We love you. We're going to be back a lot. We're not going to forget you. You started it. Remember, you started it.
And here is Bernie Sanders at his victory party.
What happened here in New Hampshire in terms of an enthusiastic and aroused electorate, people who came out in large numbers, that is what will happen all over this country.
With us now to talk about the results last night, our regular political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Hi, Dan.
How you doing, Bob?
And hello to Republican strategist Todd Domke. Hello.
Good morning, Bob.
All right, the Democrats first, Dan Payne. Was New Hampshire easy for Bernie Sanders, considering the tougher contest coming in South Carolina and Nevada?
Yes. Bernie Sanders had a comfortable lead throughout the New Hampshire primary, and it'll get tougher for him almost immediately. South Carolina has a sizable African-American population, and Nevada has a sizable Latino population. And Hillary Clinton, actually via Bill Clinton, is in very good standing with the minority communities.
But we should give Bernie Sanders due credit. He started something like 30 points behind in New Hampshire, and this was a huge margin for him by New Hampshire standards.
How damaged is Hillary Clinton? She was hoping to come within single digits. She missed it by a mile.
Well, part of her problem is the exit polling showing that, again, it's that question of honest and trustworthy, and do you identify with the voters' values? Bernie Sanders won big on both scores, and that puts her on the defensive.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton has to retool her campaign. I mean, she's got to change the way she talks about issues. She's got to talk more clearly about her ambitions for the country. Instead of trying to measure her responses to what she can get through a Republican Congress, she's got to start swinging for the fences, become more aggressive about Bernie Sanders and the Republicans.
Todd, on the Republicans, Donald Trump, big win. How difficult is he to beat now?
Well, again, he goes back to pre-Iowa being the dominant front runner. And he has proven that his supporters are not just angry, they will turn out to vote.
Ohio Governor John Kasich came in second in New Hampshire, a solid second on a strategy built solely on campaigning in New Hampshire. Here's what he had to say last night.
Maybe, just maybe, we are turning the page on a dark part of American politics, because tonight the light overcame the darkness of negative campaigning.
Dan Payne, John Kasich, how does he pay off his win in New Hampshire down the road?
It's going to be tricky because the states that are coming up, South Carolina and Nevada, are not natural places for John Kasich and his more moderate message.
Dan is right that Kasich is a moderate, relatively speaking, in a party increasingly conservative, and he is an insider in a party increasingly favoring outsiders. So he is climbing uphill. There are states in the Midwest where he can do well, some of the big states like California and New York. So there is a plausible strategy. But when he goes heads up with Trump, that has to be his goal, then he has to hope that the anti-Trump vote, which is still a majority in the Republican Party, will coalesce around him.
Massachusetts votes on Super Tuesday coming up at the beginning of March. In 2001, Hillary Clinton won here. Is she a shoo-in, Dan Payne, to repeat here, or will Sanders challenge?
Well, Sanders can count on having a hefty college student vote. There are 250,000 college students in greater Boston alone, and I'm not counting Western Mass and Lowell and Southeastern Mass. So he has a huge opportunity here, and Clinton, well, she's always been able to count on Massachusetts for money, now really needs Massachusetts to vote for her.
Last question, Todd Domke. Governor Charlie Baker was with Chris Christie, who's gone home to New Jersey to reconsider his campaign. Will the governor try to stay neutral, or is he going to get pressure to join the campaign of another candidate?
Well, Baker endorsed Christie when it was clear that Christie was going down in New Hampshire anyway. So Baker was on board for 4 or 5 days. I think he did that with the idea that afterward he'd go back to neutrality, because a lot of his popularity is that he's viewed as nonpartisan and nonpolitical. But there will be pressure in the party for him to try to stop Trump or Cruz, both of whom he has criticized.
All right, on that note, thanks to our two analysts, Republican Todd Domke.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And Democrat Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.